What's up, you guys? Welcome to Equipped, the podcast that turns gaming concepts into life lessons. I'm your host, Isa Gonzalez, and I'm so happy that you clicked play. Thank you so much for being here. And now, let's get on with today's episode. We are back with Beyond Gaming, and joining me for this first installment of 2023 is Coach Mix. He is a certified life coach, the brain behind Empowered Life Coaching Services, and he's also a host of Empowering Mindsets podcast. So Coach Mix, welcome to Equip. It's so nice to have you here.
Hello, I'm so excited. Good evening to everyone and anyone listening.
Yeah. So again, guys, this is the first time to invite a certified coach. And let me just tell you, Coach Mix, kasi ako personally, I've only started getting acquainted to different coaches last year lang, as in super late 2022.
I see.
And this is always like one of the first things that I like to ask people, or at least those people that I've met last year, like, what does it mean to be a life coach? Like, could you give us a breakdown of what the work entails?
If you're going to forget everything about life coaching, basically, it will boils down in only two concepts. One is awareness. So you're going to journey with your client in exploration so that they get to check from their blind spots. And from the awareness, the next step is accountability. That you're going to decide what to do and you're going to be the accountable partner with your client so that they will do what they said that they will do. So yun lang yung basic. Maraming ano yan, maraming magsasabi na mga specialty nila, signature programs, mga ganun. But the most basic of coaching is awareness and accountability.
Ayan. Awareness and accountability. I love that so much. The people that have been listening to the podcast know how much I love awareness. And so when it comes to like the people that you've worked with or the clients that have reached out to you, mm-hmm. has there been like a common, I guess, struggle or parang area of life that they need help most with?
Yeah. Most of the time, most of my clients, around 70% to 70%, they're gonna start with career. Okay, like they want to earn more, they want to, performance coaching, they want to lose weight. Those are the superficial stuff. But during the journey, it will always boils down to relationship. There's this one philosopher or psychologist, he said that all problems are relationship problems or interpersonal problems. So, doon pa rin bumabalik, love life pa rin or self-love pa rin, ganun. Pero at the start, they're going to state problems according to their career or their lifestyle. But at the end, love pa rin.
Dang, that's really interesting. It all boils down to relationships. And when you were talking, the thing that I thought of again is like relationships with others. But then you mentioned then relationships with yourself. Oh my gosh, I see how that happens. Oh my gosh, okay. And so, the name of your business or the organization, whatever entity, whatever it is that you want to call it, you guys, it's called Empowered. And so, have you always wanted to be a life coach, or did you have a different line of work before this? Like, what led up to you creating Empowered?
I used to be in the academe, so I used to teach.
Oh.
For 6 years, I was a professor in higher education. So I teach technical subjects.
Like?
Like navigation for seafarers.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'll teach them how to determine your location on the Earth based on the triangulation of stars.
Wow.
Yeah, heavy stuff, math, and everything. But then I get tired, burn out. Some of the students are really not interested with that. Even me as a professor is not interested. So after 6 years stint as a teacher, as a professor, I got hired by a company to be a scholarship manager.
Okay.
So, as a scholarship manager, I don't teach technical stuff. I'm gonna ensure that the mandate of the company, which was to ensure their investment on scholars, were not gonna be wasted. So, my work is to ensure that the students are academically proficient. Of course, nobody should fail. They should be physically fit. Oh, most of my scholars, my abs talaga, as in talagang fit. Oh, wala. If they're underweight, I'm gonna help them gain more weight. If they're obese or overweight, I'm gonna help them lose weight. So physically fit, mentally well, emotionally balanced. So I know their family problems, I know their relationship problems, a girlfriend, everything that can affect their schooling. So I done it for 7 years. And during those times, as a manager, like a talent manager, midway, I came across life coaching.
Wow.
So before, my framework or my tool is mentoring. I'm going to teach you because I'm coming from the paradigm of a professor. So mentoring. Mm-hmm. But then again, when I learn about life coaching, you're not going to teach. You're not going to advise. You're going to help them get the level of awareness so that they can find their own problem and they can find solutions for their own problem. So there's a difference. And it works hand in hand, the mentoring and the life coaching. After that, they get to refer me to their girlfriend or to their relatives. So nagkaroon ako ng client outside the company. Tapos yun, dumami na until I got to think of maybe I could do this full time. So I started empowered while I'm still involved in the corporate. Then after that, I resigned and went full time.
Wow.
So yun, masarap naman. Very fulfilling and it's still sustainable.
Okay, well that's good. I'm really happy for you. And I'm curious because when you said na you encountered life coaching like midway as your journey as a scholarship manager, does that mean like you yourself wanted to work with a life coach or parang may nakilala kang tao na life coach? That's how you got introduced to the space.
Actually, I was doing this, what do you call this? Free diving. I was involved in free diving. Then, what they call the free dive instructor as free dive coach, they call them coach. So, they call me coach as a free diver, not a life coach. But then again, I got to wonder, anong difference ng instructor or trainer tsaka coach?
Right.
So, I look and I search, then I encounter this performance, coaching for performance. That was a book. Then I studied it and yun, na-distinguish yung performance coaching versus mentoring or training. So, after that, na-break na yung yung barrier or yung shell of my understanding what coaching is. So, I'm doing coaching na lang sa free diving pa yun, sa free diving.
Uh-huh.
And napansin ko, iba yung performance ko as a coach versus as a mentor sa free diving. So, sa akin ay binabato ng mga ibang coaches, yung mga difficult coaches nila, difficult divers nila. Sometimes, 8 coaches nag-give up sa isang non-swimmer kasi hindi nila mapalangoy. They can't bring to the deeper part of the water. So, pag ako na, parang iba, short term lang, napapalangoy ko, parang sabi ko, natuwa ako doon sa performance coaching. Tapos sabi ko, I want certification as a coach. Hanggang sa nag-explore na ako, hanggang sa nakita ko na, uy, may life coaching pala, which is hindi nalalayo sa performance coaching.
Mm-hmm.
So, naghanap ako ng certification program and I found 3 certification program in the Philippines and I selected one, international certification, pero dito ikakandak. Yung nagsa-certify, may partner siya sa US, tapos yung US founder pumupunta sa Philippines 4 times a year to verify yung mga nag-enroll and yung mga graduate sa coaching. Then yun, naging life coach ako. Then after that, 2 years later, nag-attempt ako for master coach, master life coach. Then after that, bumagsak ako muna, then nag-retake ng defense. After 6 months, yun, na-certify ako as master life coach noong 2020, during pandemic.
Okay, wow.
So, yun, as a master life coach, I get to train new coaches as well.
It's like you're the one now empowering others to fill in the slot. And that's really totoo yun, interesting. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Ang iniisip ko doon, I cannot accommodate clients lang. I need to train firefighters to help me fight fires. Parang if ako lang ang magpapatay ng apoy, hindi ko kaya. So, half of my clients are those who want to be life coaches as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, half yung ginagawa namin. Parang, I'm going to help them with their life, then I'm going to train them to be life coaches. So, ayun yung yung most of my programs sa mga client ko. They're gonna journey rin to become life coaches.
It's really cool that this sort of rooted from your free diving experience. I think that's what I find really interesting, because you would think that they'd be very different concepts, just free diving and coaching in general, but you were able to learn or see na coaching is involved talaga when you want to be able to teach something to another person, regardless of what that thing is. And that's really cool. And I just want to highlight and re-ask again, because I was someone that thought that mentoring and coaching were the same thing, because they seem like synonyms, diba? But if you were to give like one big difference between the two, what is the thing that sets mentoring and coaching apart?
Pag mentoring, ikaw ang expert. Ikaw yung mentor, you're going to pass on your skills dun sa tao.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Pagka-coaching, meron na silang galing, but they are in a blind spot. And you're going to expose, you're going to make your clients aware of their strength so that they can plan or they can strategize on how to overcome their own problems. So wala ka talagang ituturo at wala kang i-advise pagka-coaching.
Mm-hmm. So it's like more of guidance. And yung nga earlier, you mentioned the importance of letting them be aware of whatever it is that they're going through. Yeah, that makes so much sense. Ang galing talaga, because I really thought they were just synonyms of one another, but there really is a difference, no? And when I was going through like Empowered and your other podcast episodes, I think something that really stuck out to me, and one of the things really that I appreciated the most, is the fact that you like to use science-based frameworks. And you explicitly like mention each one at the start of like each podcast episode where it's rooted from, ganyan. And so why? Why is it important for you to incorporate like science-based frameworks into your coaching style?
Ayun yung distinction ng life coach sa mga motivational speakers. I'm not going to bash motivational speakers. They have their own role to inspire people. But many of motivational speakers, they're going to state their journey, their personal journey. So, it happened to me, ito yung problem ko, ito ginawa ko. Then if you're going to do the same thing, you're going to succeed. Parang ganun yung dating eh. But survivor bias kasi yun eh. What he did as a motivational speaker might not entirely apply to you. So, ang ginagawa ko is for science-based nga. I'm going to look for statistics, pero pag ginawa mo ba talaga yan, it will happen ba this way, mga ganyan. So, talagang nag-check ako for a relationship, for example, pag nag-cheat ba, ganito ba talaga yung nangyayari. Talagang naghahalukay ako ng what does the science or psychology tells us, hindi lang yung experience ko. And from those learning na science-based, I'm going to relate my story. Hindi the other way around. Kasi yung iba, they're going to tell their story and hahanap sila ng proof based on science. Kaso nga lang, nag-cherry pick. Pagka hindi approved sa kanila sa experience nila yung science, hindi nila ini-include. Ang ipupush nila yung experience nila. So sa akin, binaliktad ko. I look for the science first, then kung meron ba ako nakaka-relate na story about it. Ayan yung etymology naman, kung saan galing yung words, para nagkakaroon tayo ng operational definition. Pag sinabi natin confidence, what is confidence? Baka iba yung confidence mo sa confidence ko.
Right.
Pag sinabi natin love, what is love? Ano yung operational definition natin? So, ang ginagawa ko, I look for the evolution ng mga words. Ano ba talaga yung pinanggalingan ng salita na yan? Okay, paano siya nag-evolve into this level of definition na? So, ang kagandahan, yun, nakakaroon tayo ng eto gagamitin nating words para isang words lang yung pinag-uusapan natin. And it works well with my clients din kasi isa lang yung pinag-uusapan namin na word. Yun po.
Mm-hmm. It's like, because of that, it's very rooted in factual stuff. You guys are on the same page din. Like, you guys don't end up wondering, bakit ganyan iba yung sinasabi nung isang tao dun sa nangyayari sa akin. I really, really appreciate that kasi ako naman, I come from a science background, and though I don't work with any science-related stuff anymore, I really do appreciate just seeing other people incorporate it in their own fields. And like with you, you're the first person or you're the first coach that I've seen really intentionally use science-based frameworks. And I really commend you for that. And so,
what is science background mo?
I wanted to be a doctor, and so my pre-med was biochemistry, so it was very heavy. Yeah, that was years ago, though. So, medyo, okay. Medyo rusty na tayo sa science, but it's okay.
Addict ako ngayon sa ano, sa neuroscience. Like,
oh, nice.
Kung anong ginagawa ng mga hormones or mga ano sa psyche natin, mga gano'n. Mm-hmm. So, sobra.
That's so cool. Good for you. Good for you. Hopefully one day I can eventually get interested in like a different science field then. Just for like simple learning then. But yeah, mm-hmm. It's really cool that you're someone that takes it seriously, no? And we've talked a lot about the work that you currently do. But you know we love talking about gaming on this podcast. And so I also wanted to ask, like, throughout your adulthood or maybe even going back to your childhood, like, how was your gaming journey like for you?
Mm-hmm. Actually, gaming helped me survive. I was bullied nung high school. So, hindi talaga ako pumapasok sa school. My grades are like really crashing down. Then, talagang medyo dark yung ano ko, yung high school ko. If you're not going to find me in the library, you're going to find me in the computer shop. Ayun lang talaga. Hindi ako pumapasok sa classroom. Yung games equip me with sense of control. Parang ganun. That I get to decide. And yung failure mo sa games, hindi siya deadly. So, try again lang ng try again, even though you fail. So, it really helped me, the games. I used to play Command and Conquer or Red Alert noong time na yon. Tapos, mas famous pa ako sa nickname ko sa games kesa sa real name ko. Some
what
people
was that?
Will see. Oh, kasi nakikipag-compete ako yung tambay sa yung mga nagka-cutting class from this school versus nagka-cutting class from our school. Magkikita doon sa computer shop to fight to battle using the games, and sometimes I going to pass by market, then they're going to shout my name, parang General Sisin, para gano'n. So, nakikilala nila ako for my nickname. So sobrang okay. Sobrang it really helped me, yung games, very influential. Then I get to like game design. So nag-aaral ako mag-design ng games, kasi many of my friends in the province hindi nila afford yung mag-rent ng computer to play games lang, lalo na nung 90s, mahal mag-rent ng computer pa noon nung time na yon. So what I do, I try to replicate computer games into board games or into card games. Tapos, yun, I get to play with my neighbors, mga ganun. So, yun, na-enjoy ko talaga siya. And very influential siya sa akin.
Oh, that's so nice. And those were from your earlier days. Like, were you able to consistently play as you became, like, let's say, an adult or you started working?
When I was about to take the board exam, nag-promise ako sa self ko na hindi na ako maglalaro ng online games. Kasi I was so addicted. Alam mo yung hindi na talaga halos natutulog. Me and my friends were going to play games. Tapos we're going to assign someone to buy the food. Alam mo yun, hindi ka na talaga tumatayo. ikaw na yung bibili ngayon ng pagkain. So, ganun yung ginagawa namin. The computer shop back then, naging cheap na. And sobrang naging naging sobrang dami na ng mga computer shop. Tapos gumanda na, car seat na yung ginagamit mo. Parang sobrang comfortable na. And college graduate na kami noon, about to take the board exam. So afford na namin talaga yung mga ganun. Ngayon, nung 10 days before the board exam, I made a commitment na hindi na ako maglalaro ng online games the way that I played online games like that. Sa parang adulting. Tapos yun, I passed the board, then nagtrabaho. Pero andun pa rin yung call ng game . pero naglilo na ako. So hindi na ganun ka-intense. I used to play Dota, pero nag-stop na rin. Then nahilig ako sa mga games na mga board games and card games. Hindi na yung digital. Mas gusto ko yung playing cards, ordinary playing cards. Mm-hmm. Bit-bit ko lang sa bulsa ko. Tapos may invite ako sa party. Sometimes I do tricks, magic tricks. Then pagka late nights na, yeah, maglalaro na lang kami ng iba't ibang games doon. So marami akong party games using playing cards. And yung game elements naman ng digital games, nandun pa rin naman sa same game elements din naman na nandun sa card games and board games. So yun, nag-transition ako doon. Hanggang sa many people are inviting me to facilitate games. Na parang the party cannot start hanggat wala ka pa kasi ikaw yung magpapa-games.
Yes.
So, ayun.
The life of the party.
Sobrang ano. Yeah, yun. Sobrang nakakatuwa. Ngayon, na nilalaro ko na lang board games and card games on iPad or on digital na siya pero board game and card game. Naglaro ko ng Genshin Impact nung pandemic tsaka Civilization 6.
Yun. Nice.
Pero other than that, naglilo na ako. Ngayon nilalaro ko Marvel Snap.
And what is it about like yung mga board game, card game that you personally enjoyed the most? Whether it's like the physical cards or just through digital means?
Naglalaro ko Splendor, alam mo yun, if you're familiar. Merong mga cafe na ano na board game and card game cafe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, me and my friends talaga bibisita doon, we got to order food, then mag-spend kami na like 3 to 4 hours playing different games, board game and card games. And may mga games na talagang fast-paced na tawa na lang kayo, ganyan. May mga games talaga na tactical, although some of my friends ayaw nila ng ganun ka, no? Na gumagamit doon na nakakasunog doon ng neurons. Ayaw nila, some. Pero yung iba talaga, very competitive, gusto nila pinag-iisipan. And yun, masarap maglaro, different games, different people, different experience. So, yun, nagkaroon ako ng variety. Ang pinaka-weakness ko na game, first-person shooting, yan. Ayan yung pinaka-weakness ko.
Same.
Pero other than that, mahila, ha?
Same.
Same din?
Oo.
Pati pala pa, ano, mahila. Weakness ko rin pala yung mga combat na, ano, like, mga Street Fighter games, parang mga ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Yun, yung talagang, you're going to use your finger para sa combo, mga ganon. Parang yun, weakness ko rin yun.
Mm-hmm. I totally relate to that. But yeah, it's cool though, because like I feel like regardless of the game type, like you mentioned, like with your card games and with the board games, there's still very much a big social element to it, and that really is the most consistent thing I've heard about gaming, is the social aspect of it. And you said with gaming in general, you have the liberty of variety. So like you're not just limited to play one type of genre. You could really just expand depending kung ano yung trip mo or kung ano yung mood mong laruin, diba? And I think that's really fun and really cool that we get to do. And you've come a long way ever since your childhood, and whether it's about gaming or just like who you are as a person. And looking back, what do you think is the biggest impact that gaming had on you as a person?
Siguro yung pagiging strategic. Alam mo yun, because I used to play a lot of strategy games. So, you get to manage resources, then you're going to focus on a goal, you're going to plan ahead, then you're going to organize your things, yung mga ganyan. Then, may mga contingencies if your plan may mga obstacles, may mga ganun. So, parang yung gaming mindset na laging mag-plan, yan, and yung gaming mindset na hindi mag-give up kahit na mag-fail, yun ang very influential sa akin. Yung dalawang bagay na yun, strategy and yung power ng failure. Ayun yung very influential.
Strategy and the power of failure. Knowing that you can still keep trying and keep persevering, I think I love that so much because it's very applicable to anything that you really encounter, like the struggles that humans really face on a day-to-day basis, no? And I like that you mentioned strategy because there is a way to somehow overcome an obstacle in life. Maybe without less struggle if you hadn't thought of that. Alam mo yun? Like there's a way to minimize the struggle or maybe the hindrances that you might have experienced if you're able to strategize enough. And I agree. That's why I also enjoy a lot of RPGs in the sense of survival RPGs, because that's really when you have to try to survive, basically. It's like really all that you have to do and strategize on how you want to like live in that world. And I just really love that you're just another person that has acknowledged that realizes that gaming can bring that to a certain person. And I was also very excited for this call because you are the first person as well to mention gamification to me. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be cool because I've never talked about gamification explicitly like on this podcast. And I really wanted to get your take because now that you've, you know, shared your stories of how you became a master life coach and also just your overall gaming background, do you happen to have a personal definition of gamification?
I don't have a personal definition. I always use an operational definition. Kung ano ba yung currently na ano na pinagkakasundo or consensus ng ano na kasi may I have an academic background kaya medyo robot ako pagdating sa ganyan sa mga definitions. Oh, hindi ako napakadalang akong gumawa ng sarili kong definition. So I'm using the definition ng Stanford as using game elements in non-game setting or non-game context. So ayun yung gamification. You're going to use game elements in a non-game context. Ayun yung ano ko.
Using gaming elements in non-gaming context.
Oh, yes.
Gotcha. And as a life coach or with the people that you've worked with, your clients, have you already tried introducing them to the concept of gamification?
Sobra. Some of that, hindi nila alam na naka-gamify. Pero some are aware because lalo na yung mga kilala ko for a very long time, alam nila na gini-game ko yung ano, yung process. For example, their performance, sometimes mapapansin nila I do level down. Pag na-frustrate sila na hindi lang magawa yung task, binababa ko yung challenge. Tawag doon, may term doon sa psychology, yung proximal development. Yung outside your comfort, pero hindi masyadong malayo that you get so frustrated. So,
gotcha.
Tinitimpla ko yung challenge nila para ma-achieve nila yung goal na hindi sila na-overwhelm.
Okay.
Ayun yung most of my clients, na-experience nila yon. Even my Discord, naka-gamify siya. Meron kaming digital currency. Whenever you're active, you get to reap rewards. Then you're going to use digital currency to purchase mga tickets sa mga private webinars, may mga ganun. So, those are game elements na naka-integrate dun sa programs ko at saka sa coaching services ko. Ayun.
Hey, that's so cool. I feel like I should talk to you about how to improve my Discord server. We won't do that right now, but that's really cool that you get to do that with your community and with the people that you work with. And when you say level down, or like, do you happen to have certain tools already? Or kasi diba with gamification, I can imagine that you need to see something visually, if I'm not mistaken. So do you have something set up like that for all of your clients? Or parang depende na lang?
Most people, actually some even corporations, ang alam nila sa gamification is only the PBL. The point system, the badge system, and the leaderboards. Ayun lang yung ginagamit talaga nila. But yung gamification kasi, meron yang meron yang anchor, may psychology kasi yan like how does the game elements become part of a story. One of my client, for example, ang problema niya is dalawang beses na siya nababasted or three times na yata. Okay, three times.
Oh, no.
Tapos yung kanyang approach sa relationship is may pagka obsessive compulsive, yung talagang parang kamimit niya pa lang gusto niyang regaluhan kaagad ng life size teddy bear, parang ganoon. Tapos napagbibintangan na siya na stalker and obsessed and sobrang needy, mga ganoon. So minsan pinag-uusapan namin yung progression is a concept of games, pero hindi siya katulad ng binanggit mo visually dependent, although of course the point system can help you measure your progress. Pero yung yung anchor or yung pinaka overriding concept or philosophy is the progression. The point system is just the means or the tools to get your progress. Even your leaderboard, naka-anchor yun sa concept ng progression. And
right.
Sadly, many people nandun lang sa superficial level, ano sa PBL, points, badges, and leaderboards. Gagawa sila ng mga badges. Bisan, parang what? Unrelated na yung badges na ginagawa mo. Anong-ano niyan? Anong ambag niya sa concept ko ng mastery, di ba? Na may gusto ko maabot, parang mga ganun. So, nawawala sila dun sa psyche level ng games. What makes game fun? For example, yung mga awards, yung mga points na nasa supermarket. Ayan, di ba? Pagka nagpa-member ka, for example, may mga awards, di ba? Then, you get lost in translation na parang, you got to buy stuff, then bibigyan ka na ng points. Ano tong point system na to? Wala ka naman binubuo, wala kang kinokollect. Mabuti pa yung ibang mga planner, nagkukollect ka ng sticker. Tapos, gamification yun, ha? Game elements yun.
Yeah.
Pero alam mo na yung kinokollect mong sticker is anchored sa next year mong pagpaplano sa buhay, di ba? Parang right. Merong ano, may tema. Pero yung iba, wala. They're lost. They're just using the game elements ng ganun-ganun na lang, superficial.
So like, how do you explain to someone that's been just stuck on that superficial level of understanding what gamification can be used for? Like, how do you get them to realize that they have to dig deeper if they really want to see the right progress?
So, totoo, hanggat hindi siya nagko-consult sa akin, I let them be. Kasi right, ano eh, parang okay. Minsan kasi, if you're going to correct them and they're not going to ask for your advice or your opinion, para kang nagbibigay ng ano, di ba, yung, para kang mukhang pakailemero, para mema, di ba, or your bida-bida ka. So, kung hindi nila alam and they're not asking for help, I just observe. But some, ano, corporations or some companies, or even schools, yan, nag-a-approach sa akin and nagpapatulong. Paano ko magagamit talaga yan? Para pagka ginawa namin, you do it right the first time. Talaga hindi lang yung superficial level. If you're going to really integrate game elements in the system of your company or in your relationship, kung gusto mo man yun, yun, magagawa siya ng better intentionality.
Right. I love that so much. Kasi, di ba, it's not the first thing to let people just be. Parang we have this tendency to just give input right away, but most times it's also just really helpful for them to realize that they need help. Alam mo yun?
Uh-oh.
Parang sila na mismo yung magkaka-initiative to ask for help.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I love that so
yes.
much.
Yes, even, alam nila yan, even my friends, my relatives, kahit my own siblings, hindi ako tumutulong na hindi nila hinihingi. Kahit gano'n nakalaki yung problema nila, I just observe.
Ah.
So, parang ang positioning ko dyan, if you need my help, tell me. If not, I'm going to honor your strength. I'm going to trust your competence.
Wow.
Okay? Panonoodin lang kita. Pagka hindi mo na kaya, magsabi ka lang, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Question, were you always like that?
Go ahead.
Like, you understood
na? Of course not.
So, like, when did you start realizing na shucks, I should just let them be for a while?
When I started learning about love.
Oh. Why? What was the if it's okay?
Babalik pa rin, diba, lagi doon, diba? I told you earlier, it will always boils down to ano, to relationship and self-love.
Yeah.
Before ano, manipulative ako. I admit that. Before I play games in the sense ng ano, ng parang ano, parang Machiavellian. Talagang I pull strings, to get what I want. Ayun yung matindi doon. Nung during my journey of learning about love, yun, doon lang ako nagkaroon ng ano, ng asking permission if you want to help. Parang let me help you. Parang gano'n. Magpapaalam muna ako bago kita tulungan. Hanggang sa hands up or nagbumibitaw na I let them be. Pagkakailangan mo ng tulong, I'm just here. So yun, may proseso siya sa akin. Pero before, masyado akong control freak. Okay? Talagang iba. Iba yung galawan ko noon until such time na trust the process, honor their personal journey. Hindi mo kinakailangang gawin lahat para sa ibang tao. So yun, it took years of trial and error, and reflecting, and being intentional, mga ganun.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I really want to commend you. Kasi guys, just for your information now, when I do these interviews with people, it's just audio only, okay? It's just audio only. I don't see their face. Not that I don't want to see them, but it's just easier kasi to edit audio, right?
Yeah.
And so, I wanted to commend you because the way that you talk, I really feel that sense of growth. Because I know for a fact that it's not easy to realize all of these things. Like, you really have to be the opposite, in my opinion, to really learn that there's a better way to approach people or to you know, show love to yourself, show love to your others. Like, it's such a long process. And even I'm still in the middle of that process myself. But the way you talk, I just I feel it. Like, I feel that sense of growth, that maturity. And I just really want to commend you for that, because I know it wouldn't have been such an easy thing for you to do. And I just want to honor you as well, because now you're able to, you know, share more of, well, I mean, obviously you let people do what they want to do, but you're willing to share other methods, other ways that could possibly serve them and the life that they want to live. And really, thank you for that. And
Kung nakilala mo ko before, nung hindi pa ako master coach, baka hindi mo siya mararamdaman. Medyo robot talaga ako noon and wala akong vulnerability. I don't want to share kung saan ako nag-fail. I don't want to share na dati akong ganito, yung mga mali ko. You're gonna see me kung ano na ako ngayon, kung ano naabot ko ngayon, kung ano nang level ko ngayon. But I'm not gonna relate kung gano'ng karami yung failures, kung gano'ng karami yung trial and error, kung saan ako sumemplang. Dati walang ganun. At it took yung na-deny, na-reject yung application ko for a master coach. And sinabi sa akin ng coach ko, if you just want a certificate for a master coach, kunin mo sa iba. Marami ka makukuha niya. Baka sa Udemy, mas mura lang yan. You're going to get your certificate as a master coach. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to ask it from me, hindi ko ibibigay sa'yo ng wala kang puso. Ayun yung sinabi talaga sa akin. Binagsak niya ako. Wow. Kasi I'm so like a robot with a mask. Yung mask ng lagi kang magaling, lagi kang okay, lagi kang confident. Mm-hmm. Wala. Hindi mo i-relate talaga yung past mo na meron ka mga pains, na meron ka mga failures, yung mga ganun. Siguro kung itong interview na to was before, yun, hindi mo maririnig. Pero after that, parang, sige na nga, bakit ba? Ganun talaga nangyari sa akin eh. Sabihin mo, i-share mo, kasi kasama naman talaga yun sa journey. So yun.
Yeah, kasama talaga siya sa journey. And thank you for highlighting the importance of being vulnerable and being okay with sharing the not so good parts of life, whether it's about your career or a personal stuff. It's what happens. We're all human. We all go through it. And I feel like we just need to keep acknowledging that that's the reality, no? Instead of trying to hide behind a mask or something. And circling back, kasi you also re-mentioned that at the end of the day, it all boils down to the concept of relationships and self-love. And obviously, to respect any of your clients, you know, privacy and all that. But on a general scale, if someone were to approach you saying that they have, let's say, an issue with their career development, what could be like, or if anyone is listening right now and medyo they're struggling within their careers, what do you think is one thing that they can do within like their daily day-to-day activities that can sort of ease them into gamification?
Okay. Yung concept ng gamification, di ba? Kita mo yung progression. If you're going to play Plants versus Zombies, sa umpisa naman, hindi ka talaga tatambakan ng plants. Hindi ka overpowered. Hindi ka rin tatambakan ng challenges. Hindi lahat ng zombie kakalabanin ka sa level 1. So, ang ginagawa ko sa mga clients ko, sige, let's find one challenge in your life at this moment na kaya nating ipanalo ka agad. Huwag muna natin sobyo pang malaki ang problema. Huwag muna natin gamutin yung malalim na trauma. Huwag natin iplano yung 10 years from now. Ano yung what can we win today? Kasi pagka lumalayo, na-overwhelm yung tao, lalo silang natatakot at hindi sila nagkakaroon ng momentum. So kinakailangan, concentrate muna tayo sa kaya natin ipanalo. Ayun, concept din ng ano yun, ng gamification yun, yung progression na yun. Diba? Parang ano yung kaya natin gawin at this moment? Anong challenge yung kaya natin ipanalo today? So doon lang muna tayo. After that, parang sila na magsasabi, Coach Mix, kaya ko na yata yung ganito. Minsan nakikita mo na parang, ready na ba to? O sige nga, edi sabi niya, ready. Pag natalo, ay talo. O di sige, level down tayo, checkin natin uli kung anong kaya natin uli. O pag nakakaroon ka na uli ng ano, nabibuild na uli yung momentum, o aspire ka na uli ng mas mataas sa challenge, yun lang, titimplahin mo lang doon hanggang sa magugulat ka a year later, ha, alaki na pala na pinagbago ko. Alaki na pala na narating ko, alayo na pala na napuntahan ko. So, doon kami naglalaro.
And curious lang ako, like, is there a recommended time interval to like check in with the people that you work with? Like, do you check in with them every week or just like every month?
Nakatuwa kasi ang normal na program ko is ano, every other week. So, if you sign up for a 6-month coaching program, para twice a month tayo magkakaroon ng ano na actual na session. So, every other week para makita natin yung progress. But, I always give every day a 5-minute. You can message me and ask for my 5-minute. Coach, can I have your 5-minute? So, you can call me anytime. Wait. You can ask for me in a day. Baka mabaya. Siyempre, magsasabi ako sa'yo, sige, call me ng 3 p.m. Ha, ganyan. So, you can have your 5-minute. So, you have 1 5-minute per day. Ayun yung, ano, yung kasama sa, ano, sa agreement. Pero, kukunti yung nag-avail. Alam mo yun, parang many people like, lalo na pagkabago pa lang sa coaching, ayaw magpa-process. Sometimes they have this arrogance na kaya ko ito mag-isa. So, ginagawa nila, they're going to do it alone. Tapos 4 days later, hindi pa rin sila makausog. Doon na sila hihingi na coach, pahingi na 5 minutes. Kahit na yung session natin next week pa, can I have my 5 minutes right now? So, tawagan mo ako ng 7 p.m. ganyan, usap tayo. So, normally, yun. Ayun yung, ano, yung dynamics namin. Meron tayong mga mini boss battle every 2 weeks. Tapos meron tayong mga creeps or mga level down na creeps, yung mga parang panuwisans na mga kalaban every day. And if you want help with that, you can ask me. Pero normally, some people kinakaya nila on their own. And minsan naiipon, kaya pagkadating ng session, doon na lang i-recount yung mga naipanalo nila na mga challenges tsaka yung mga nag-fail sila ng mga challenges. So, doon namin na ano, pina-process.
Right. That's so ayun. Cool.
Gamification pa rin.
Yeah, mini boss battles. I love that so much kasi, again, I'm also someone that tends to get very, very overwhelmed. And I agree na parang sometimes you just have to not think about that scary thing or that big goal that you want to reach and sort of just, you know, make it a bit smaller, zoom in a bit and focus on what you can accomplish, like today maybe. I love that so much kasi it really helps, no? Like, it also gives you that sense of, yun nga, accomplishment. You feel like you got something done and that eventually could contribute to maybe more momentum for you to keep going, diba? And I love that you're able to share that with the people that you work with. And, you know, that was more of the career side or just career in general. What if naman someone approached you and said, I'm struggling with, like, they know that they're struggling with self-love. Like, what is one easy way that they can incorporate gamification into their lives to start tackling that problem?
Honestly, yan yung isa sa pinaka, ang tawag namin dyan, madugo. Talagang, hindi, there's no easy way to journey with self-love. Sometimes, meron akong program for that. I have a 5-module program for love as a whole. Hindi pa ano ah, hindi pa involving yung romantic love doon ah.
Yeah.
Hindi pa kasali yung ano doon, yung how to go on with your relationship and attraction or seduction, yung mga ganyan. Wala pa yun. Just the concept of love pa lang. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, magre-report sa akin yung isang client, coach, done na ako sa module 1 on love. Ang sakit, umiiyak ako, mga ganyan. There's no easy way. Ako, konti talaga yung nagsabi na sobrang saya niya nung nag-journey siya. Pero, ang kagandahan, it's like breaking off a shell. Para kang sisiw na finally, you're breaking your barriers. Tapos, nagkakaroon ka na ng framework ngayon. Wala ka pa nagagawa, nagkakaroon ka pa rin ng understanding, hindi ka pa rin nagbabago, pero meron ka ng awareness. And yun, dahan-dahan, malalaman mo na lang talaga yung progress niyan a year later or 2 years later. Mm-hmm. Ang laki na ng in-improve. Pero each part of the program, yung parang mini-boss battle nga, masakit at mahirap. Alam ng ano yan, alam ng mga clients ko, parang it will take them like a month bago sila makausog sa next stage. Although, available ako for help, hindi naman na laging ina-avail. Parang, sige, process ko muna ito mag-isa. Iiyak ko muna ito mag-isa, parang ganun. Then, saka sila magpapaschedule ng session. May mga ganun. So, there's no easy way. Lalo na, ano, ang kalat ng social media, ang kalat ng kultura natin, every film, every song, they have their version of love, and none of them are science-based. Alam mo yun? Kasi hindi kikita yun eh. yung romantic love na level ng Romeo and Juliet, yung mga ganyan, or Cinderella, hindi nila gusto yung ano, yung nangyayari. Ano nangyayari sa'yo, nangyayari sa brain, anong ambag ng psychology dyan, hindi ka matroma, what are really red flags. Ayaw nila yon, hindi nila pinag-uusapan. Mas gusto nila yung mga ano, yung mga pa-cute-pa-cute lang, yung mga ganun. So, yun, kawawa talaga yung hindi nag-journey.
Yeah, grabe. It really isn't easy, no? And it is, I feel like it's an unending process trying to understand how to love yourself better and how to love the people around you better, whether it's like romantic or if it's a romantic relationship or platonic relationship with like your family and friends. Yeah, I feel like it's a never-ending journey. And
siguro kung magsisimula ako sa self-love, I'm going to distinguish it with self-care.
Oh,
kasi
okay.
Iba nalilito eh.
What's the distinction?
Ang akala nila, ang self-love is about you going to spa or you're going to travel ng sa beaches, yung mga ganyan. Akala nila, those are manifestations of self-love. Honestly, ang manifestation ng self-love is to honor your basic rights. Iniisa-isa ko yun. And bibilang ko lang ano, ng isang freebie, one of the basic rights na dapat mong ina-assert is the right to be you. Maging ikaw-ikaw. That's a manifestation of self-love. Pag many people are pushing you for their own perception of you na dapat maging ganito ka, dapat mag-conform ka sa society, sa pangarap ng parents mo sa'yo, sa kung ano man yung gusto ng jowa mo sa'yo, that's not self-loving. Kasi you're not being you. So mas malalim siya kaysa doon sa self-care na alagaan mo yung sarili mo. Okay? Ang self-love is about you honoring your right as someone na loving, as someone human. Ayun yung distinction.
Oh my gosh.
At masakit yun. Mahirap yun. Hindi siya simple. Actually, simple siya, pero mahirap. It's simple, but it's hard.
Mm-hmm. If you could see my face right now, I'm just mind blown. Oh my gosh. I've never heard someone try to distinguish self-love from self-care. Kasi similar sa sinabi ko about coach and mentoring. I just always thought that they were synonymous. What? Oh my gosh. I'm mind blown. And you tackle more of this like in your programs, correct?
Yeah. I have.
Dang. Okay, there you have it, you guys. If you guys want to see the different programs or just like overall content that Coach Mix has, I'll definitely leave those links in the description box below. I highly recommend it if you know it, regardless of what aspect of your life that you want to start gaining more awareness on or just improving, I highly recommend. And so thank you so much for your time today, Coach Mix.
My pleasure.
Oh my gosh. I've had so many realizations tonight, and it's just such an amazing thing to be able to talk to people that understand how to incorporate gaming in different ways. And for you with coaching, I wish you nothing but the best. I wish that you have an even more fruitful 2023 with your clients and the people that you get to serve. And yeah, oh my gosh. And as a way to end this episode, what we like to do on the podcast is end things with a question of the week. So as the guest for today, what is a question that you'd like to leave our listeners?
Kung babalik tayo sa, if we're going to, sabi mo nga kanina, come full circle, how will you use progression? Yung concept ng games as progression in your life? Baka mamaya kasi, unang failure mo palang, ayaw mo na. Unang try mo palang, ayaw mo na. Diba? Paano mo gagamitin yung concept ng games in your life to progress? Nang hindi perfection. No? Kasi iba, gusto agad, tama ka agad eh. Gusto na agad, achieve ka agad eh, success ka agad eh. Pero paano mo i-integrate yung philosophy ng progression in your life. Yun. Ayun yung tanong ko.
There you go, you guys. Our question of the week is, how are you gonna use the concept of progress or progression and also just video games in your life? And thank you so much. Oh my gosh, I've enjoyed this conversation so much. I wish I could go on longer, but like you said,
yeah,
we got time. We don't have time. We have like, we need to manage it. And I wish we had more chances to talk today, but definitely Definitely, yeah. Guys, check out more Coach Mix. Again, all of the links will be in the description box below. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really lights up my heart, you guys. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation as much as I have. Again, it's all up to you to decide what you want to choose or what you want to take from this episode. But hopefully, it served you as well. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great week ahead. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy, but also stay equipped.